Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Darren Frahill is here now with Sport. Darren, where do you start? Just an exciting, weekend.
It started on Friday evening, Keane, and it didn't stop till late last night. And I'm going to start with last night, if that's okay. So much to get through.
Off you go.
Rory McIlroy last night. Back-to-back wins on the PGA Tour with victory at the Wells Fargo. At times, I have to say, he looked back to his brilliant best. He finished 5 shots clear of his nearest challenger. Could have been more. His final round, 65, left him on 17 under for the 4 rounds. It follows up on his win alongside Shane Lowry at the Zurich Classic 2 weeks ago. And we'll hear from Rory later in the show. Seamus Power tied 16th. Shane Lowry ended just inside the top 50. Leona Maguire finished tied 12th at the Founders Cup event. Donegal are the Ulster football champions after beating Armagh in a penalty shootout in Clonus. The sides ended the game on 20 points apiece after extra time. Donegal winning at 6-5 in the shootout. Sean Patton saved Shane McPartland's kick in the decisive moment of the game.
McPartlin, hands and hips, approaching the ball now with his left foot, saved by the keeper. The hero for Donegal is Sean Patton. The Donegal players race to embrace their goalkeeper. Jimmy's winning matches again. The Anglo-Celt Cup heading back to the hills of Donegal for the 11th.
Yeah, the penalty shootouts, was that something you practiced during the week?
No, we didn't actually. Funny enough, we didn't get there yet during the week. Again, listen, it's one of them things. Fair play to the lads, they were very composed, and luckily I guess the right way for one of them and made a save, you know, and all they can do is kudos to the lads keeping the composure and scoring every one of them.
It's a lot of pressure because everything that has been done is done, everything is left on the pitch. You're standing in there and there's a chance that you're going to win the Ulster final for them.
Listen, come here. I've always thought that the pressure's off the keepers. You know, come the penalty shootout time, it's more on the forwards to score. So pressure, not so much, but you know what, I'm delighted to be able to save one and give every one of them lads the opportunity to lift Angus Hill today, because the work they've put in has been absolutely unbelievable, and the work Jim and the backroom team have put in has been unbelievable.
Jimmy's winning matches.
We were waiting for that, weren't we, Keane?
Yeah,
and Sean Patton there with Mike McCartney. And if you believe that Donegal didn't practice a penalty in the build-up of that one, well, I don't believe it for a second.
It was like a nightclub there.
It was.
Background.
Super scenes in Clonus. Dublin are the Leinster champions again. Do you know what was really surprising here is that they were pushed all the way by Louth. Louth losing up by just 4 points in the end there at the Dubs. I don't know. Maybe there's a few chinks. Maybe it's a bit early. You'd be saying that for the summer ahead, but a brilliant performance by Louth. Laois and Carlow played out a draw in the Tailteann Cup. Antrim overcame Tipperary. The Dublin ladies beat Meath to land their 11th successive TG Cahir Leinster crown. Galway beat Mayo to win the Connacht decider. And the hurling, we have to mention the hurling. What a day on Saturday. And I'm delighted to say, Keane, that Neil McManus, RTÉ analyst, former Antrim hurler, joins us on the line. Neil, can we start with what happened on Laois side? Talk about the scenes in Clonus. Have you ever seen anything like that in Páirc Uí Chaoimh on Saturday evening in terms of the crowd, the excitement, but also the game? Has to be up there as one of the best ones. What do you think?
Oh, darn, it was absolutely incredible. An out-and-out classic, and good for the soul, really. It was brilliant. You can, you know, the pitch invasion at the end really described how much it meant to Cork. You know, their championship was over if they didn't pull off a famous victory against, you know, the best team possibly of all time. It was incredible. You know, Cork had to win to stay in the championship, so we were going to see what they were made of. Everything was on the line. They needed leaders, and they had them all over the field. You know, I was calling them the big four up front: Hayes, Harnedy, Connolly, and Dalton. They brought a level of physicality we haven't seen from Cork in years. And at six as well, Rob Downey was exceptional, especially in the absence of Kieran Joyce, who's been such a key player for Cork over the last number of years. And then, obviously, the man of the match was and was rightly Dara Fitzgibbon. What a Rolls Royce of a player he is, 5 points from play. But, you know, with all that, Cork really dominated the first 40, 45 minutes. But Limerick just did not go away. You know, they're not chasing five in a row for nothing. They stormed back into the game, and they almost pulled off a huge comeback, a game quite similar to what they had done in Ennis against Clare. You know, Seamus Flanagan helping himself to a hat-trick of goals after, you know, really having to break back into the team. It just shows you the level of competition in that squad. But you know, the big play of the game actually came from a substitution. It came from Shane Kingston off the bench. He gathered a ball with time almost up on the halfway line, and his pace is electrifying. He carried the ball, you know, past three Limerick defenders. He flicked it over Dermot Burns' head along the way before being pulled down by Kyle Hayes just inside the 20-metre line. And, you know, Kyle will probably regret that one today, but it really set the scene for the grandstand finish. Kyle Hayes actually received a black card, and rightly so, from referee Sean Stack. And whenever Patrick Horgan set that ball up, you know, it was Mr. Cork delivering for the Rebel County. And whenever the ball hit the back of the net, you know, I think everybody was just delighted for Patrick Horgan.
Neil, we could talk about the Cork game all night. Before we go, time is against us, but a quick word on Carlo and what they achieved against Kilkenny.
It was an historic win for Carlo. You know, something that county and that group of players should be incredibly proud of. Killian Doyle from Kilkenny, you know, got an early red card, and that allowed Carlo to drop Kevin McDonald in a sweeper. He was exceptional, as was Chris up front. You know, Chris Nolan, exceptional with 4 points from play as well. And it's a win that will live long in the hearts of the supporters of Carlo. It was a smashing day in Dr. Cullen Park, and they were full value for their draw, and it looked like they were going to go on and win it.
Neil, great talking to you. Thanks for joining us. Before I go, Keane, Arsenal 1-0 winners against Manchester United. The title race is on for the week ahead.
But you know, as all said there, hurling, it's good for the soul.
It is.
Well, Darren, thanks. Looking forward to talking to you later.